Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas Farm Bureau recently purchased Shop Kansas Farms from Rick and Christine McNary. And in to talk about all of the things that are happening around that is the founder of Shop Kansas Farms, Rick McNary, and Glenn Brunko, who is a Kansas Farm Bureau member and farmer and rancher who currently serves on the board of directors for District 1. Thank you both so much for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure.
Rick, to get us started, can you tell us a bit about yourself and some of the work you've done with local food systems?
I live in the town of Potland. I'm a rural Kansas native and love rural Kansas. And I got interested in local food systems in 2010 when I was at an agricultural conference. And even though I'm surrounded by farmland, I know nothing about agriculture. And I made a comment to one of the people there at the conference that I had seen the sign along I-70 that a Kansas farmer feeds 155 people plus you. And thought that was fantastic, but I had the question of how does that happen? I don't know of any farmer I've ever bought anything from or that I even could buy anything from. And the guy explained to me, you know, how things get grown in Kansas and then sent somewhere to get processed and comes back on our grocery store shelves. But he started talking about direct-to-consumer sales too. There was a lot of interest in that. Also in that conversation was Dr. Kurt Kastner, who at the time was a food science director for Kansas State University. And he talked about the direct-to-consumer and how it fit into the idea of a local food system. And I asked him to explain what that meant. And he said, well, a food system, if you break it down, is comprised of three components: production, growing plant or animal for human consumption, then processing. You know, once you get it to a state of maturation, how do you get it ready for the plate? And then distribution, how do you get it to where it needs to go? And he talked about how important it was in the context of national security to have local food systems, because at the time they were concerned about terroristic threats to our wonderful global supply system, which, you know, the average calorie we consume travels 1,500 miles to reach our plate. I learned at that conference too. So I just got really interested. I've spent the last 20 years working with international food security and hunger issues. And so the idea of something local was of particular interest, and tried to figure out how I could make it happen in my county, in Butler County. And I've been involved in a lot of conversations, sat in a lot of meetings, actually gone to taking a couple of college classes about it. I've just tried to figure out what could I do to make a local food system, how I could be a part of that.
You shared a little bit about your past, but can you share about how Shop Kansas Farms got started and how your past factored into it?
Working in the hunger space and learning about the important role that farmers and ranchers play, I realized back at about the same time in 2010 that if I'm going to be engaged in the fight against hunger, I need to support agriculture and learn about farming. So I got invited, it was a few years later, to an FFA convention. And while I was there, I heard them say, we need to tell our story better. Well, I'm a writer. So on my way home from Louisville, I called up, at the time, Steve Backus was the president of the Kansas Farm Bureau. He's transitioning out to Rich coming in. Called him and Terry Holdren, you know, and I knew them and through some other things. And I said, can I just write a few articles about some of your farmers? So they're like, yeah, we'll try it out. So they sent me to Megan. And well, I've been writing for several years now for Kansas Living stories about farm families. And so I have learned a tremendous amount about them. And I had discovered that some of those did the direct consumer sales. So my wife and I, for the first time ever, purchased early 2020, right before the pandemic started, we purchased beef from a ranch couple down in Anthony, Craig and Katie Carruthers of KCK Farms. And it was April 28th, and we'd had the beef for the first time, and it was just amazing. And we were sitting down to watch a Hallmark movie, and my wife said, I was at the grocery store today, and the meat counter was empty. And I thought, well, that's crazy. We just had some of the best beef that I've ever eaten, and I know there's more out there. And so I just grabbed my laptop, and it was 6:58 on a Tuesday evening, April 28th of 2020, and I created Shop Kansas Farms, the Facebook group. I didn't know much about Facebook groups, and I saw it needed some rules. The first rule I got from my niece, a kindergarten teacher, be kind and share, or else you'll end up in timeout. And so I started to invite some of the people that I knew who sold their product directly to consumers and the farmers that I had met and written about, and then invited some of my friends to join the group, just making the connection. By 10 o'clock that night, it had grown to 400 members. And by the next night, it was at 5,000. And Megan Kramer of the Kansas Farm Bureau saw the chaos because, you know, people got political and they started fighting over dumb things. And it just in 24 hours, you know, social media can be wonderful or it can not be wonderful. And parts of it were not. And so she said, you need some help. I said, yeah. And Megan and Nancy from Kansas Farm Bureau both threw me a life raft and rescued me. But they helped frame really all that has become the background to that. So it grew to 50,000 in a week, grew to 130,000 in 6 weeks, and now we're at 159,000.
Definitely a lot has happened since April 2020 because it's been in work for over 2 years now. What has that evolution have you seen from that Facebook group to now you having a website?
The initial growth, I believe, was spurred because of fear. You know, I've worked in the hunger space for years and I've seen food riots. And when people are hungry, they get fearful. And as one lady wrote in the Facebook group, and she wrote this to the farmers and ranchers, and she said, we don't live off the land like you do. We live off the store shelves. And when they were empty, that was a new kind of fear we'd never experienced. And so the beautiful thing is Kansas farmers calmed public fears. And I actually got invited to write an op-ed for AgriPulse about that, titled that exactly, Kansas Farmers Calm Public Fears. It was as if they were saying to the public in Kansas, we're here, been here all along, we got you covered, still farming. And so along the way, people started asking for a map. You know, it's like, where are these farms? You know, because we were getting sometimes hundreds of posts a day. And so we saw a need for a map. And so we knew it was going to take a website. And so my wife and I decided to sink our money into building a website. You know, we just believe this is a cause, you know, something that was really important to our culture. We've been a huge fan of farmers. It was our way of saying, okay, you know, we say that we're supporting farmers. Now we'll just put our money where our mouth is. We knew that people weren't able to find them. So we started Shop Kansas Farms as an LLC. My wife has got some pretty serious finance chops behind her. She's been the international finance director for some major corporations. And so, you know, as a real business mind, we decided to make it a business. And so we then built the website, built a map. And in fact, there's 1,150 some farms who sell direct to consumers that have listed there on the map because we know a couple of things. One is that Facebook at any time could shut our group down. Because some of the rules of Facebook is you're not supposed to sell live animals or products of. We're sliding under the radar, but we've worked really hard to build a website and a brand. So if that would disappear, people will know, okay, I'll just go to the website. Another thing that we do along the ways is people will jump on and do ISOs or in search ofs. And we say, man, before you go look, you know, before you run this out here, go look at our website. So we train people, you know, to go look at the website. So, you know, sometimes we have 1,000 people a day hit our website looking for farms. So a lot of people traffic that, and that's what we want to create more and more of people going to the website to find the farms that are close to them, because that's what they want. They want farms that are close.
Rick, obviously you and your wife have put a lot of time, money, and energy into Shop Kansas Farms. What made you decide to offer it to Kansas Farm Bureau?
You know, to go from zero to 50,000 and 100 and some thousand in a few weeks, I knew something really special was going on in our culture. I'm a person of faith, and I would even go as far as to say it looked to me like a miracle. Not that I'm a miracle worker. I don't do those kinds of things, but I felt like it was one of the things I learned from farmers is to be a steward. You know, so I felt like I was given a gift and stewarding it well. You know, some of the initial comments from people are like, is Shop Kansas Farms going to be around after the pandemic? It's like, well, you know, we'll do everything we can, you know, so building the website and building those kinds of things. And so I'm a big dreamer, but I'm also a realist, a pragmatist, and realize there's 159,000 members. That means that there's at least 1.5 million people, if you do the math on that, that know of that brand in Kansas. And wouldn't it be great to have billboards, you know, in New York City that says Shop Kansas Farms and drive people to buy from our farms? And so, you know, the cause of helping farms prosper and helping them have a national market, the ability to be a steward and to grow it into its capacity, I just couldn't do by myself anymore. I have put a lot of time and we put a lot of our own money into it. And it just got to a point of I'm not being a good steward. And so when I got a hold of Terry and Megan, and they were surprised that I even presented to them, but I framed it in from the bottom of my heart. It was from a stewardship. It's like, and I'm a John Maxwell fan. And he says, you know, when you have a big vision, you need the people and the resources. You got to have the vision and then the people and the resources will come. Well, I needed people and I needed resources, not me, but the vision. And so I went to them. It's like, it's got too much potential and I'm not doing it justice. And so I have a couple of decisions. I can either go look for investors and try to grow it, or I can just try to run the business of it. And that wasn't really interesting to me. I want to do food systems consulting. I want to build that stuff out. So running the business of Shop Kansas Farms, I wasn't interested in. I'm at a point in my life of saying, I need help. And I thank Kansas Farm Bureau for the long relationship that I've had with the wonderful people. You know, Glenn Bronco and his son, Isaac, was one of the first articles I ever wrote. And my wife, Christine, got to go along with me. And as I interviewed Glenn and Isaac and his family out on the farm, we were writing about his sheep. And we just fell madly in love with these farmers, you know. So for us to go to Kansas Farm Bureau, you know, we went to our friends. We didn't go to an organization. We just went to our friends. It's like, these are people who have been a part of this journey from even before it started.
Glenn, coming over to you from the aspect of being a farmer and rancher, serving on Kansas Farm Bureau, how have you seen Shop Kansas Farms impact your community and the industry?
It's been a real game changer. We were one of the first farms to list on Shop Kansas Farms, and it's been one of the biggest that we have used at Bronco Family Lamb to sell lamb. You know, when we post on there, we get hits immediately, and it's really been a great tool for us to get our lamb into the consumer's freezers. We were thrilled to have the opportunity to work with Rick to go ahead and pick up the flag and keep carrying it and work with Rick along the way.
Glenn, you mentioned you sell your sheep on there, but as a farmer and rancher, have you seen other cool aspects of the agriculture industry in Kansas due to Shop Kansas Farms?
Oh, yeah. It's been a great way to kind of a clearinghouse for those of us that want to sell directly to consumer. You know, otherwise it was a hodgepodge of how do I find this? Where is this at? Is this possible? Do we have this? And Rick has brought everybody together on the Shop Kansas page and, you know, made it a lot more interactive and a lot easier to find. As a producer of a specialty product, I really appreciate that. Lamb's just not something to find everywhere.
Rick mentioned some of the different things that he hopes Kansas Farm Bureau can help push Shop Kansas Farms to more people. Can you talk, Glenn, a little bit about what some of those things are and what things Kansas Farm Bureau has planned?
Well, the biggest thing we have planned is to keep Rick around, and he's the heart of the operation, and we certainly acknowledge that and appreciate that. But we do have some resources that we can add to it, some personnel. Rick doesn't have to do this all by himself anymore. We're looking forward to creating bigger and better Shop Kansas Farms because we have people that can focus on different aspects. As for the plans, right now, it's leave it pretty much the way it is. You know, I'm sure things will change and grow over time. But for right now, you know, it's working really well the way it is. And we don't really foresee any real big changes.
Glenn, you mentioned you're not kicking Rick out of Shop Kansas Farms. He's still going to be around. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know that we would have been all that interested in it if Rick didn't come along with the deal. We have had a really long and close and great relationship with Rick at Kansas Farm Bureau. I personally have, as Rick said, he came out and did an article about Isaac's sheep flock. Rick is just a really high quality individual. We're so grateful that we get to work with him on this project. You know, that certainly was one of the top selling points when we considered this.
To participate in Shop Kansas Farms, do they need to be a member of Kansas Farm Bureau?
No, it will still be open. We would certainly like them to join up because, you know, we represent, again, all farmers and ranchers, all sizes and all types.
What makes you both excited about Kansas Farm Bureau purchasing it, but then also that continued collaboration between the McNairys and Kansas Farm Bureau?
Well, I think it really provides value to our, not only our members, but to all of Kansas agriculture. Kansas Farm Bureau is the largest general agriculture organization in Kansas. There's a place at the table for every size farmer and rancher out there and every type of farm and ranch. And this is just another way that we can help our members. Part of our mission is to make our members more profitable. And this website certainly does that. And to bring Rick's expertise, his energy and his charisma along with it, that's just a bonus.
I think this Shop Kansas Farms and what has happened in Kansas, and this has been replicated in other states, not to this degree, but other states have tried to pick up the model. But it's brought a heightened awareness to buying local and hyper-local, which I discovered recently means within 50 miles. But it's also really shined the spotlight on farmers and ranchers and growers. And I love that. I love the idea of being a person up in a balcony and grabbing a hold of that spotlight and shining it on the Glenn Bronco family and saying, look at these incredibly wonderful people. I mean, how can you not know these people and what they do and how hard they work and not fall in love with them and trust them? They're raising high quality product that's safe, food that's safe for you. And so the ability to shine the spotlight on the farmers and the ranchers. Another passion of mine is, of course, you know, helping out the small guy, you know, fighting for the underdog. And I think there are a lot of folks who want to get into farming who might not be able to afford 1,000 acres and a $100,000 tractor, but they might be able to start. They've got enough entrepreneurial spirit. They want to grow things. And so they're figuring out ways. And that's part of what our local food system model is that we're building out. Is how to help people in a community create food or grow food in the context of a food system of the production, processing, and distribution in a way that is a key to rural prosperity. And so that's what I'm going to be really focusing on and helping build out along with helping the website and the extravaganza. Can't forget the extravaganza, which was another testament that we had the first one in Lyons, Kansas in March earlier this year. And they offered us the Celebration Center out there. 42 vendors showed up. And in Lyons, Kansas, on one day, more than 1,400 people showed up to buy things. And as the farmers, many of them sold out, as they told me later, people came to buy, not to browse. And of course, the next extravaganza in the Market of Farms, we call it the Market of Farms, not a farmer's market, but the Market of Farms will be in the KFB building on November 12th. It's a great way to connect the consumers to the producers, and people showed up with not only to buy, but they wanted to meet them. And to me, when I look at the 159,000 members and I know that 158,000 of them are consumers, if I've been able to play one small part in shining a spotlight on the Glenn Bronco families and the multitude of other wonderful farm families, and to have people, the public, fall in love with them like I have, then I will have lived a good life.
Here at Kansas Farm Bureau, we are deeply committed to helping our sellers grow their business and providing tools for Kansas communities to thrive. We would like to thank Rick McNairy for his offering Shop Kansas Farms to us here at Kansas Farm Bureau and are excited to see where it goes. Joining us today was Shop Kansas Farms founder Rick McNairy and Kansas Farm Bureau farmer and rancher and District 1 director Glenn Bronco. Thank you both so much for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If you are interested in finding Shop Kansas Farms on Facebook, their group name is Shop Kansas Farms. That website they were also talking about is www.shopkansasfarms.com. If you'd like to stay up to date with news that is happening in Kansas Farm Bureau and in the ag industry, you can go ahead and sign up for Kansas Farm Bureau's e-newsletter by going to www.kfb.org/enews. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau. Bureau, the voice of agriculture.